Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt McCucci from the 2019 Cairo International Film Festival, and we've got a real treat for you listeners today because we're joined by possibly one of the most renowned and celebrated Egyptian actresses on the scene today, Mena Chalabi. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And it's a real special occasion that we have you. We'll be interviewing you because you are receiving a prestigious award, the Fatem Hamama Excellence Award. And I think, yes, in the eyes of, especially, we're a film festival radio, we go to lots of film festivals all over the world. Many of our listeners will be familiar with their face. And so, in a way, when you go around, you know, and your face is right there on the screen, when you go to all these different places, you sort of represent Egypt in that moment. Or is that too much to say? I mean, do you ever think about that?
Of course. Yeah. I think so. When I go abroad, that because I'm one of the industry maker or I'm one of the filmmakers, so of course I'm presenting my country as any actor around the world. Because when you go as a French actor or as an Italian actor or as any international actor going abroad, they represent their country by nature. But I'm not thinking that big because right. It's maybe frightening me to think so. I respect my work so much. I respect acting so much. So when I go any film festival, I feel like I need to present the cinema industry. Of course, I'm honored to present Egypt because it's a very big country in the Middle East, or the biggest country in the Middle East, if I may say. But for me, it's such a privilege and honor to present my country, but I'm not thinking like this. I'm thinking like presenting our industry abroad.
Well, I was going to, you know, one of the ways in which when I was thinking about this interview and how I would start it, I thought about the icebreaker question, the ultimate icebreaker question to introduce conversation about acting. And when you first became interested in acting, I mean, do you remember the moment when you decided maybe that's what I want to do when I grow up?
I was very, very little. It was a hobby in the school. I was like acting in the school and acting in front of my family. I say act, but it was lying, but in a very good way. So I lied to my family and they believed me. And then I convinced them and they know me very well. So my mom told me, listen, hey, you're a very good liar and this is not good. So go and act. Use your lying skill in a better way. So that's how she pushed me or support me to act. And then I went to university, but it's not an acting school. And later I went to the High Institute of Theater Arts in our country. So I studied acting later on at age maybe 16.
I see.
Yeah.
It's very interesting what you said, though, about the connection between acting and lying. You know, it's an interesting connection, and maybe you'll pardon me asking this question, but do you use your acting skills now to lie?
I have a funny quote. I always say, I cannot act for free. I always act for a reason, or because I respect what I'm doing, so I cannot even use my acting skills in my real life. I don't do that. Some of my friends get frustrated because I'm very bad in lying in real life. I'm super bad on that.
Wow.
Anyone knows me, I can't lie, not because I'm super honest, but it's kind of I'm honest person. I don't like to use my work in my on my personal life. Almost on the contrary. I like to be myself in my real life and then to be another one else on my professional life. So I'm not using my acting skill in my life.
Interesting, yeah. Well, let's go back to the journey, your journey as an actress, because you studied acting, but did you always have a preference on whether you would choose to focus on stage or films and TV?
I love movies.
Okay.
It's one of my passions. Acting to do movies more than even TV series or even to play a show. It was since the beginning I was acting a lot of movies, so it became my passion by nature. My priority always go to movies and then to TV shows.
And was there any particular movies or any particular actors or filmmakers that you sort of looked at as a role model in, let's say, your formative years as an actress?
A lot. There is actually a lot in international skills. I cannot deny having Meryl Streep as an icon all over the world, that she's inspired every actor, and me as well. A lot of women, Julia Roberts, Natalie Portman, Marion Cotillard, and recently Jennifer Lawrence, and even on a male I like, I love actually, Anthony Hopkins. There is a lot of actors all over the world that inspire us. In Egypt, I don't know if you heard about a lot or no, but I love a lot of Egyptian actors. They are in our history as an icons. Right. But I don't know exactly if I say their names, it will be mentioned or no. Well, but there is a lot.
Do please mention their name, because one of the things that I love the most about recording these interviews is actually to discover more about film culture all over the world. So
the olden generation, I respect and I love it, and they inspire us much more. Fatin Hamama, the one we take the award under her name, Suat Husni, Nadia Lutfi, and we have legend, thank God that she's still alive, Yusra, and we have Laila Ilwi, and we have a lot of Egyptian actors that are very, very good. Shadia, and Belly Dancer was very, very good as an actor as well. She was Tahia Karioka. So we have a lot of women inspire us in this industry.
You know, as you mentioned all these names and even the earlier ones that you mentioned, I was in my head, I was actually thinking about, again, the works that I've seen you in. And of course, we can't talk about each one of the films. It would be crazy. But if I was to single out, just on the theme of mentioning names that are important, perhaps your film in 2007 with Yusuf Shaheen is one that I'd like to talk about, for the importance of this filmmaker, Chaos. What was it like to work with him? That was his last film, I believe, right?
It was a dream to work with Mr. Shaheen, because Mr. Shaheen, one of our biggest directors all over the world, he made a big name. I remember when we went in the opening of Chaos in Venice Film Festival, people stand for him like 15 minutes or 20 minutes, just welcome him. It was an honor to work with Mr. Shaheen. It was his last movie, but it's like one of the best movies I work in. The role was very, very good and very difficult as well. And it was the story of the movie, it was very inspiring, because it expected the revolution before the revolution years, like before the revolution 5 years before. It's kind of expected what's going on the streets more than people expected, you know?
And it must have been a great experience to work with him. But as I said, you've worked with so many different great filmmakers and even fellow actors.
We met like after the battle, it went to Cannes Film Festival, an official competition.
Yes.
It's like, it was a movie about the revolution as well, but after the revolution, about human on the revolution, how they interact and react with each other.
Yes.
Like people, how the revolution affect them personally, not politically.
Just going back to the theme of your journey as an actress, after all this time and all that you've accomplished, and if I may say so, you're still quite young and you've got a lot of road ahead of you, line ahead of you. I'm not going to ask you about your future ambitions, but do you still love doing what you do?
The good thing I want to say now, that I feel like I'm good, I'm very well appreciated, but I don't do what I wanted to do most till now, and I have a lot to give, and this is not the end of my journey. Being appreciated gives you support to do more and more and more, and as you said, thank God it came in a young age, so it's not like, hey, good, you finished what you have, or you just did good stuff and that's it. No, I feel like it's kind of a support and kind of pushing to the maximum limit I can give to this industry, and I feel like I can still give more and more, and my passion became more to this industry.
On that note, I'd like to thank you very much for this excellent interview.
Thank you so much. The pleasure is mine. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.